Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We have a tremendous leader in healthcare and mental health in Western New York, Jack Gustafaro, the executive director of Friendship Foundation, and he was retired as CEO, CFO of the Restoration Society, Inc. in Buffalo, New York. The Restoration Society, Inc. offers a range of psychiatric rehabilitation programs, including life coaching, parenting, employment, benefits advisement, residential, and homelessness services. In his career, Jack Gustafaro has worked in psychiatric inpatient settings, psychiatric day services, residential services, psychiatric rehabilitation services, and recovery center services. And we talked at this station and our sister stations with Entercom a lot about mental health when we had a big event with Mike Bellani a few years ago for mental health, and the station was very devoted to this effort. First, Jack, let's learn, what is a Friendship Foundation, Inc.? What is it all about?
Well, Friendship Foundation is a charitable foundation whose purpose is to assist and benefit Restoration Society. We may do that by underwriting certain activities, purchasing equipment for the agency, and other things that they couldn't afford out of their budget. The foundation has two sub-corporations. One is Amity Club, which is a clubhouse and rooming house, and that serves individuals with substance use conditions, psychiatric conditions, and alcohol conditions. The other sub-corporation is Friendship Enterprises, and Friendship Enterprises purchases properties for the use of Restoration Society and for fair market rental.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're very busy and you have many locations. What are all the locations? Where are they in Western New York?
Well, we have a downtown location at on Genesee Street at Oak Street. There is administrative offices in North Buffalo on Englewood Avenue at Cornell. We operate Harbor House on Genesee in Michigan. Harbor House is a homeless resource center with nighttime drop-in, daytime goal planning, finding housing, and those types of activities. And we have an employment office in Batavia on Main Street.
Okay. Now, I witnessed one of the programs with Mike Wall you had for the Amherst Rotary Clubs last week. And this was a tremendous success story of a young man who had challenges, being in jail, mental health problems. And he really turned his life around and got the proper education and training. And now he helps people with the problems that he had. Why don't you tell a little bit about this success story? It's very moving.
Well, Mike was from Batavia. He had worked for some time with the staff of the Genesee County ACE Employment Services. As you said, he had quite a varied background prior to coming to us. He was jailed for a time. He made a few suicide attempts. And he got to a point working with Ace Employment Services that he was able to turn his life around, started doing some, I believe, volunteer work with them, and then joined the staff of Ace Employment. He's been working there now for 11 years, and he's now in a supervisory position.
Wonderful story. It's a story of hope and opportunity and how your agency helps these people, and now when they are up and going, that they can help those who've had the problems they had. So it's really a very compassionate and optimistic story. If somebody would like to make a tax-deductible donation, listening to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, how should the check be made payable, and where should it be sent?
It would be payable to Friendship Foundation, Inc., and it would be sent to 66 Englewood Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14214. We definitely appreciate any donations that people are kind enough to send to us.
Why don't you repeat that again and say it slowly if someone's writing this down, okay?
Sure. Friendship Foundation, 66 Englewood Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14216.
Sure.
14214.
Okay, no problem. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the population that you serve. You told a little bit about those who are homeless, people who've had alcohol and drug problems. Tell about the population that Friendship Foundation and a Restoration Society assist.
There are folks with the diagnoses that you mentioned. The primary focus initially at Restoration Society was solely on individuals with psychiatric conditions. Many of those individuals have a secondary diagnosis of substance use. The agency then did expand into substance use services and serves individuals with alcohol conditions as well. Agency sponsors a number of self-help groups for these folks. For the most part, the folks that Restoration Society serves are individuals who have had fairly rocky backgrounds, may have been in jail, may have been in long-term hospitalization. Many of them do have substance use conditions. That's especially prevalent at the Harbor House program. Many, many homeless folks have substance use conditions. The agency's been in existence for about 45 years, and in that time it has built up quite a menu of services. It is a peer-operated agency, which means that individuals who have had mental health conditions, substance use conditions, alcohol conditions, get onto the road to recovery, then they join the staff and they work with other consumers. The thing about peers is that to work with a peer who's been in the same situation you have is very powerful. If it's somebody that you've been in hospital with and they've been in the next bed, and then you go to your program and you see them working at the program, that inspires a great deal of hope for the individual.
Very good. We're learning a great deal from Jack Costafaro, Executive Director of the Friendship Foundation, Incorporated, that assists the Restoration Society, Inc. in the Western New York area. If you're listening in South Buffalo, New York City, or Montreal, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226, and we always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little plug here, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. And Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who called regarding recent guests on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Mike Bellani, who does so much with a variety of different organizations, including being the chair of the most successful fundraiser for Friendship Foundation a few years ago. Also, thank you to the callers regarding Lucia Cannon, who is an activist with polls and politics, and David Horowitz, who wrote the best-selling New York Times bestseller list book, Blitz. A little bit more information about Jack Gustafaro. He served on various international, national, and New York State boards of directors. Jack Gustafaro is recognized as an expert in recovery philosophy and technology, empowerment strategies, psychiatric rehabilitation, employment services, as well as financing and operating private not-for-profit organizations. He does a great deal for mental health needs in West New York for four decades. A real problem that people are always concerned about is the homeless situation, and Friendship Foundation and Restoration Society do so much for the homeless. Tell us what you do for these people to get them up and going and getting back on the highway of life.
Well, we, as I said, we have an overnight program. It's sort of a drop-in program. Gives people a place to go at night. Homeless individuals frequently are sort of at loose ends at night, and this gives them a place to come and serve some food for folks, got a shower, and some laundry facility. And during the day, there's a focus on helping individuals to get permanent housing. Also, there's resources for employment, and similar activities to that. Basically, the program is dedicated to helping people to get off the street and get meaningful lives that they would like to have.
Well, and have you seen success stories of people who you've helped in Buffalo who are homeless by giving guidance and support? Tell us about that.
Well, we see a lot of success stories coming out of Harbor House. We see folks that are able to turn themselves around, get into housing, become employed, make various contributions to society. Many times, an individual is stuck in substance abuse. They come to Harbor House. It's a very therapeutic environment with clean and sober standards. And I've seen a lot of people who have been able to overcome substance use conditions because of Harbor House. The other thing I think is remarkable is the number of people that we're able to find permanent housing for. And we do housing on a level of providing in-home support services to help a person to adjust to the environment and to help them to learn basic housekeeping skills, cooking, cleaning, things of that sort. And a lot of people have graduated into permanent housing, employment, and activities of that sort.
Very good. Sounds like you have very progressive and positive and successful programs. Again, if somebody would like to make a tax-deductible donation to Friendship Foundation to also further assist the Restoration Society, Inc., How should the check be made payable, and where should it be sent? Jack Costafaro.
It would be made payable to Friendship Foundation, Inc. at 66 Englewood Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14214.
Very good, very good. Now, you recently had a comedy night a few days ago. Why do you have different fundraising opportunities with Friendship Foundation to help Restoration Society? Why is this needed to reach out to the community for financial support?
Well, I think, as you say, it's important to get some financial support to be able to bring the funds in to assist Restoration Society in their activities. It's also important because it's an opportunity to spread the word, so to speak, about mental health. People can come who are not familiar or associated with any kind of psychiatric or substance use types of places, and they can learn about these things. We have customers from the Restoration Society program who attend these events, and that gives folks an opportunity to, you know, talk with the folks who are actually getting the services from the agency.
Very good. Let's learn a little bit more about the entire picture of Restoration Society, Inc. You were the former CEO and CFO. Now Nancy Singh does a wonderful job there running Restoration Society. Let's talk about their role in Western New York and how they help those in need with mental health services.
Well, I think the role in Western New York is that they're an important part of the community mental health service system. The agency takes a different approach than most agencies take. It's a recovery-based agency, peer-operated agency, and the way things work there is basically someone will come in, and the first question they're asked is, what would you like to do? Why are you coming here? And the individual will express a goal or an activity or some improvement they'd like to participate in, and that's what the agency works on. The agency does have a range of Medicaid programs, and when somebody comes in, the staff will work with them to talk about the different Medicaid services that can help them to achieve their goals. As I said, the agency's been in operation for 45 years, sees probably 2,000 to 2,500 customers a year.
Very good. Now, you refer to Restoration Society Incorporated as a peer-run mental health organization. Could you explain what you mean by peer-run?
Well, peer-run basically means that the more than 51% of the staff of the agency are peers, individuals who have used services for psychiatric conditions, substance use conditions. They have entered recovery. Recovery is an ongoing effort to remain healthy. So they've come into recovery, and they provide various services. We have peers who are frontline staff. We have peers who hold supervisory positions and take just about any kind of role in the agency that they want to do.
Very good. For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, we're learning a great deal from a man who's been in mental health treatment and services for 40 years. His name is Jack Costafaro, Executive Director of Friendship Foundation Incorporated, and he's the retired CEO and Chief Financial Officer of Restoration Society, Inc. in Buffalo, New York, a man who's given four decades of conscientious, dedicated service for mental health needs in upstate New York. Jack Costafaro, if you're listening in Montreal, or Amherst, New York, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14214. 226. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand, and we'd love to hear from you, including our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more information about Jack Gustafaro. He is also very knowledgeable regarding advocacy efforts in local, state, and federal sectors. Jack Gustafaro has provided extensive training and consultation related to mental health services, vocational strategies, psychiatric rehabilitation technology, recovery technology, and various aspects of agency operation. A very gifted leader in mental health services. Let's talk a little bit about recovery of those with mental health challenges. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Recovery is an important aspect of the mental health system and resource for individuals with psychiatric and substance use conditions. Basically, what recovery is the individual has gone through many different phases within the mental health system. Many of these folks have been very, very ill early on. They will arrive at a place in their life where they're equipped with what they've learned to try and move toward being healthy and involved in society. Recovery is a methodology and an attitude that assists folks to get healthy and stay healthy. It provides many, many resources. The most important resource, of course, is the interactions and time spending with individuals who are peers. You can get a lot of support and encouragement from your peers. Recovery can be a difficult thing. It's not a straight path. There are a lot of doglegs as one is working toward recovery and working to maintain recovery. And at times people slide backward. But when somebody slides backward, their support group is there to assist them to get back on their feet and to get back to where they were.
Let's talk a little bit about employment services. But first, again, if somebody would like to give a tax-deductible donation, if it's $5 or $5,000, how should the check be made payable and where should be sent? Jack Gustafaro.
It should be made payable to Friendship Foundation, Inc., and it can be sent to 66 Englewood Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14214.
Very good. Now, we spoke a little bit earlier, but somebody may have just tuned in. I mentioned about Mike Wall, who spoke at the Rotary Club with Jack Gustafaro in Amherst last week. And it was a tremendous speech about how he had these problems as a young man, and now he helps counsel people with the same problems. And now that he has the education and training and has a very full and happy life, let's talk about employment services as were given to Michael.
Sure. The agency offers a few different employment opportunities. Probably the most prevalent is what's called supported employment. This is a program where the agency works with the individual to get a job that the individual desires to have. They go on the job with the individual to help them learn the job and maintain the job to the employer's satisfaction. The agency also operates a what's called Ticket to Work program for Social Security Administration. Ticket to Work is a rehabilitation service. In the past, the folks only had one option for rehabilitation, and that was the state rehabilitation agency. When Social Security established Ticket for Work, that opened the field up so that the individual was literally given a ticket that they could take to any rehab environment that they wanted to work with, give the ticket to the agency, and the agency work with them and Social Security underwrite the cost of that service. The unique thing about the Social Security work program is that it is paid in milestones, so that it's not your typical, you know, do this and we'll give you this much money. It's rather when a person reaches certain milestones, there is a payment from Social Security. So, for example, one of the milestones is getting a job. Second milestone is maintaining employment for 6 months. Third milestone is gaining independence and doing the job. And then once the person is stable, able to work on their own, Social Security will give the agency a final, I guess you'd call, balloon payment, you know, for the work that they've done. The other type of employment that the agency offers is called transitional employment. Mm-hmm. And this is an employment type where the individual can try working. It's time limited. It's basically designed for people who aren't sure they want to work, gets them in a work environment, and keeps them there for, I think that the time limit is about 6 months. And that proves to be very successful in helping people to sort of get a taste of work and then to move on to other types of employment. One of the primary environments for this is run by DeVolio Restaurant Services. DeVolio has been very good to the agency, and they have a close collaboration with the agency.
Yes, they've been very generous for your fundraising. We're going to have to stop the program about 40 seconds again. Tax-deductible donations, where should they be sent, Jack Costafaro?
They would be sent to Friendship Foundation, Inc. at 66 Englewood Avenue, Buffalo, New York, 14214.
We've learned a great deal from a man who's given four decades of his life to helping those with mental illness, Jack Costafaro, Executive Director of the Friendship Foundation, very dedicated man who has a big heart for those with mental health needs. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our Director of Production for the past 15 years with the Rusk Report. Any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Thank you for enlightening us about the Friendship Foundation and mental health needs in upstate New York, Jack Costafaro. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.